let me just say a couple of words about what we're trying to do here in the Congress. As I think everyone knows, the president has submitted two fairly major proposals to the Congress for consideration. One is his so-called jobs bill, which would try to get us in the job creation mode to a much greater extent than we have been in recent months. This is through both keeping taxes down on workers and businesses, but also trying to put some direct spending into the hiring of teachers, retaining teachers on payrolls, and that sort of thing. So it's a combination. The other major proposal is, of course, the deficit reduction plan that he outlined earlier this week, which is much more long-term and which really talks about what he believes should be done by way of cuts in spending, but also increases in taxes or revenue beginning in about a year and a half in 2013. So I think those two separate proposals are somewhat getting merged together in the minds of many people, which I think is unfortunate. They're really one is short term, one is over the next 18 months, how do we create more jobs in the country? And then the other is over the longer term, how do we bring the deficit down? I think in a general way, I agree with what he's proposing in both areas. Obviously, we need to get into the detail of it before we actually pass legislation, and I'm hoping we can do that through the committees in the next weeks and months. So let me start with you, Bill. Did you have any questions?
Well, on that point, what is your take on the job creator situation in the country? Who are these job creators?
Well, I think obviously jobs are created by businesses, and to a very substantial degree, especially in New Mexico, they're created by small businesses. And they have to have demand for their goods and services that they provide in order to be able to hire more people and create more jobs. I think a good share of the problem is traceable. The problem we've got now, the high unemployment problem, is traceable to the problems we have in the credit system. We don't have funds being made available by banks to businesses to expand. We don't have funds being made available to the housing industry so that housing construction can come back the way it needs to.
Dana Milbank makes an interesting point in the Washington Post today that small businesses, 78% of them are single employers, sole proprietorships, limited liability corporations, unlikely to hire anyone. Who are the job creators, then, among small businesses?
Well, even those, I think there are other small businesses that do have employees in addition to the one person. But even the one person, if the demand for their goods and services increase, then they're able to earn more and spend more, and that builds up demand in other parts of the economy. I think there's so many different aspects to a healthy economy and a growing economy that need to all come together at the same time. I don't think anybody has a simple formula for getting all of that done.
Well, I bring that up because everyone is playing with the numbers, it sounds like. It's very confusing to the American public. But the small jobs, small businesses I speak of, particularly those in New Mexico, are unlikely to pay the higher taxes. They just don't make enough money. So they won't be hurt by any tax on business, on the so-called job creators.
Yeah, well, I think the president, of course, has proposed that we be sure we don't have any increase in taxes on small businesses, you can envision small businesses of all kinds. I talked to a man in Albuquerque the other day who puts in blinds for homes, and he, of course, his business has been hurt very substantially by the drop-off in the housing industry. And he was saying that he had 13 people working for him 2 years ago. They now have seven. And he's just waiting for the demand to come back. So I think that's what everyone's waiting for. Hopefully some reduction in, or some keeping people's taxes down and increased expenditures in some of these other areas will combine to bring back some of that demand.
Okay, thanks.
John, did you have a question?
No, sir, nothing this morning. Thank you.
Okay. Jay, did you have anything?
Yes, sir. I have just one question, and the question is, what is your position on the granting of statehood to the Palestinians?
Well, I think the president is right in his position that the only way a state will actually be created for the Palestinians is through negotiation among the different parties there, Israel in particular, and the Palestinians. The United Nations does not have the authority to create a state in any meaningful way. It's not like the United States could create a state out of the territory that we owned when we had a substantial amount of territory. So I don't think that the idea that the United Nations is going to create a state is really an accurate description of what is possible at this point.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bill, did you have any other question?
Yes, I'd like to switch to your being in New Mexico this weekend to dedicate the new PNM solar storage facility. Is it really the first of its kind in the nation attached to a grid?
Well, I'm informed that this integrating the storage capacity with the grid is something that has not been done elsewhere around the country. So I'm glad to be attending the event. I think it's a step forward. Obviously, there are a lot of steps forward that we need to take in order to shift our dependence from fossil fuels to more use of renewable energy. But this is one of those steps. The intermittent renewable energy that we have, whether it's wind or solar, in this case solar, you have to have some way to store that energy and deliver it to the grid when it's most needed. And that's what they believe they are accomplishing here for the first time.
And that's really going to be an important development in moving ahead with solar, I imagine.
I think it is going to be very important, and of course we're constantly trying to see improvements in the technology for storage of electric power, but I think that improvement in that technology will be a crucial factor in determining whether we can shift a lot of our energy production to renewable sources.
That's it for me. Thanks.
Okay. Jay, did you have something else?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you all for talking with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Senator.
Bye-bye.